أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى. In the previous surah, Wash-Shams, Allah Tabaarak wa Ta'ala has taken many qasams in one place. In fact, the most qasams in one place in the Quran Sharif, Allah has taken here, and then explained that if man does his tazkiyah, his soul purification, then that person will suffer the consequences. And for that Allah gave the example of a very mighty nation, the people of Thamud, who are very, very strong, very wealthy, but that did not avail them in the least, but when Allah's punishment came already in this world. This surah, Surah Wal-Layl, is also revealed in Makkah Sharif, a Meccan surah, and it also deals with similar matters of a man's preparation. Yeah, in this surah, after taking a few qasams, Allah Ta'ala explains that the effort of man is in different directions. And according to his effort, he will get his results also. That is, those who make the righteous effort, Allah will make it easy for them also, and then they will finally go to Jannah. On the other hand, the people who make the wrong effort, and they go in that direction, and they enjoy in that direction according to them, then their final abode is the punishment of Allah Tabaarak wa Ta'ala. Towards the end of the surah, Allah gives the example of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a man who had surpassed everyone after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and that we take him also as a model, and what great work he did, his sacrifices, we should also bring that in our lives. Yeah, in this surah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. Qasam raat ki jab chha jaye. Allah takes the oath of the night, when the night overtakes everything, like a blanket is put over everything, and everything becomes dark. So that is one direction. Another is, wan nahari idha tajalla, or din ki jab roshan ho. And Allah takes qasam of the day, and of that time when it becomes bright, and all darkness is dispelled completely. Midday, there is no sign of any darkness. These are two completely opposite things. Just like that, our efforts also, one is effort towards the pleasure of Allah, that is a complete different effort. And one is the effort away from Allah Ta'ala, in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. As the night is different from the day is different from the night, these two efforts also are completely different. And each one of us, we are called upon to think for ourselves, in which direction are we going. Like that, as we are sitting here, we have come for Fajr, we are all happy, it is all the way of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But when a wedding comes in the house, then how do we have that wedding? Is that also in the pleasure of Allah, or is it in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala? We want to go for a holiday, for example. Is that in the pleasure of Allah, or is it in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala? At those times we will be able to see, when we choose our clothing, what type of clothing do we wear? The clothing of our children, what type of clothing do we buy for them? The education and upbringing of our children, what type of upbringing and what type of education do we give them? Is that the one that leads towards Allah, or is it the one that leads only for this dunya, and is only for year? So that is the time when we will be able to see. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. Or uski, jo usne paida kiye, nar aur mada. And qasam also of him, that is of Allah, who has created males and females, that they are also completely separate, different. Their role of life is also completely different. It is a very sad day that we are living in, when the claims are made of gender equality. A woman is completely separate, a man is completely separate. His biology is different and a woman's biology is different. They are meant for separate roles in the world. Woman is meant to give birth to children. That cannot be expected from man. man is meant to be the breadwinner, and that cannot be expected from woman. But today the roles have been completely changed. However, as they are two different also, the effort of man is also completely different. But that has also become upside down, so our efforts are also completely upside down. A woman's role is a woman's role. It is in the home, and it is to look after the home and bring up the children according to how they should be brought up. But when those very children are left in the care of a nanny or somebody else, then those values can never be transferred which are in the mother into the children. And then going for 1 week holiday and say we're giving the children quality time, we are just bluffing ourselves. This has to be done on a daily basis. So as they are two completely different, Allah has made them different, and they are for two different roles, like that the effort of man is also completely different. So then Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna sa'yakum lashatta, tumari kamai tarah tarah par hai." Your earning, your effort is also completely different. What type of effort you make, that is what you will get. If it is for the pleasure of Allah in all aspects of life, not for a little while, we are in the obedience of Allah, and then the other time we do as we please. But if we are all the time in the pleasure of Allah, then this will lead us towards Allah Ta'ala. And what is in the heart comes out at the time of mort also, in this dunya also. Outwardly, it's very easy to wear topi, keep a beard, wear amama, jubba, everything. But what is in the heart, that is what counts by Allah Ta'ala. And that shows out in our children also. How we bring what we want to what we want. We bring what we want for ourselves, we give it to our children. So we can see from our children also what our condition is inside. May Allah let us make the correct effort, and the effort that leads to Allah and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and save us from the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, which leads to misery in this world also, in akhirat as well. May Allah protect us.